The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Mind Pump is on.
Mind Pump.
Hey, here listen, we are, everybody.
Hey, listeners, you can find us at Mind Pump Radio on Instagram. You can find me, Sal DiStefano, at Mind Pump Sal. You can find Mr. Adam Schaefer at Mind Pump Adam. And you can find Justin Andrews at Mind Pump Justin.
Or just sexy motherfucker.
That's sexy right. Motherfucker. That's
I think that's his hashtag.
That's his. That's his X-rated site.
Yes, I show lots of skin.
Glutes balls. Of the gods.
Mm.
Is it?
By the way, you've developed.
What is that?
You developed like a reputation.
I know. Is it, you know, like you've mentioned it twice, and now all of a sudden people want to see my glutes.
Everybody wants to see his ass.
What is up with that?
He's got a kadunkadunk.
You do have a. Okay, so here's the. I
got a little embarrassed. I'm not going to lie.
The perfect word just came in my mind. You know what it is? It's not a badunkadunk. It's not a grape. It's not a round butt. It's none of that stuff. Mm. It's majestic.
Okay. Majestic.
It's majestic.
Majestic.
Well, yeah.
I'll get Doug to make me some sweatpants and say that.
Majestic.
Yes.
Hey, did beautiful. I was noticing the reviews. I always like to. I was having a down day the other day, so I start reading reviews. Always makes me feel better about myself. And I think I came across a 3-star somewhere in there. Somebody.
No, it was a 4-star.
Recent, like talking about foul language. Huh?
So we have.
So if I can get
we
you
have
off
what?
It,
fuck. Hold on. We have like 400 something reviews. And I think there's only like 5 that are not 5-star.
Yeah, there's 5
that are not 5-star.
Yeah, some people don't like vulgarity.
Two of them are CrossFit people that reviewed us way back when.
In their defense, if you train and you do the workout of the day CrossFit style on a regular basis, you do reduce your brain's capacity to think properly. Mm. So you're going to put
that's right.
You're going to put a bad review.
Traumatic brain injuries.
No, but the one you're talking about, the guys that, or I don't know who it is, guy, girl. Like, great show, good information. If you could get through all the foul language or something like that.
I really feel like...
We don't cuss that much.
Well, you know what, though?
Conversational cussing, right?
No, there's places.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I believe that there's places for it.
Yeah.
We might have abused.
We're not skirting around and being like, oh, like gosh darny. You know what I mean? it just doesn't. I can't do that.
Please, can you do that for an episode?
Golly gee, no.
I mean, the worst word we've ever said on the show is cunt. That's the worst word.
Whoa.
It's not that. I mean,
you
is it bad?
Right,
it's a word.
In America, it's bad. Bro.
Is it that bad?
In America, it's bad.
It's about as bad.
We use the F word and the C word. It doesn't get worse than that.
It doesn't.
Well, what does?
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, Mind Pump's the best at what it does. Whatever. We decided to go.
Yeah. We're the best at cussing.
We're going to go.
We just own it.
We're going hardcore into cussing.
I hadn't seen that one, though, so I did come across that. The rest, though, have been, I mean, it's so great. It's so neat to watch, read the reviews. I think we had a pretty good flood this last week or so.
Yeah, Doug said like 15 or so. 14, 15?
Yeah, something like that. So there's some really good ones.
That's good.
A lot of people actually still.
And people are winning t-shirts for them.
Yeah.
If you leave a good review. It doesn't have to be funny, by the way. I see a lot of people trying to make them real funny, which is great.
Mm.
But it doesn't have to be funny. It just has to be, it has to touch us.
Yeah.
Inappropriately. If yes, we could, if we does. Feel
has
inappropriately
to make me tingle
touched.
In places.
No, I'm serious now. There's some very heartfelt
I'm talking
ones.
About my stomach.
And those ones, we like those a lot too. Those are really good. And then there's ones, there's reviews on there that try to sell our programs.
Yeah.
And I know they're trying to get a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, you got to buy maps. It's the best. I'm like, oh, you sly
it's that kid that does that extra effort. Yeah.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah. That's closing. I feel like we should, you know?
It is smart.
So
we paid attention.
So, dude, I got to share with you guys. This is a gentleman. You guys are going to know who I'm talking about as soon as I tell you.
Hmm.
This is the guy that's doing our social media advertising that we're testing.
Right. Do we tell everybody that? Do we share that with everybody that what's going on?
Let's talk about this.
No, bring it. Yeah. So we
well,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So this is how this went down. Mind Pump, obviously, if you've been with us for a long time, you've probably seen the growth and everything that's happened. And 99.9% of that is purely organic. It's been from you guys that have enjoyed the material.
Word of mouth.
Grass-fed organic.
Yeah. And sharing it with friends, family, whatever, which has been, it's been awesome. And, but at this point now, we're trying to ramp things up. It is, this is a business that we've been building since day one. So obviously volume's important. And, you know, now that the programs are all there, the website's all built like we were waiting for. So everything's kind of come together. Now it's time to kind of venture out into marketing and advertise ourselves. But here's the thing about all of us is we've been really hesitant to do it because we're not cheesy like that. We don't want, we talk a lot of shit about a lot of the gimmicks that are out there in fitness. So we've been in this really weird predicament because there really isn't anybody that market themselves without doing that.
It's always, yeah, and it's always, yeah, clickbait.
Yeah, like it's that. Always very, very clickbait, cheesy, and the opposite of what we preach. And so 100%
a formula that you just plug in and play.
So I've got this guy that I know, and I know him through Orange Theory because he does all of their marketing and stuff, and he's been doing that, and he does it for like, I think he does it for like 30 or 50 facilities, then has been very successful with them. He's been trying to get me to allow him to help us for a very long time. And I said, you know, bro, I've already had two different companies before that I hired with previous companies. I'm not really impressed with these companies that, like, you're, no offense, you know, with the company that you've started, because I kind of know how to do that. I did it on my own. I wasn't like some famous guy on TV. And then I just had all those followers follow me on social media. I was pretty much nobody. And I started this journey and I knew, you know, some of the things that I needed to do in order to get some, grab some attention, and it grew to where it's at. So, but it takes a lot of work and effort towards that. And I get it. I understand it. The companies that I tried to hire before had all this shit that they tried to tell me. I'm like, oh yeah, I know that already. I just haven't been putting the work out. So that's, I'm hiring you just to tell me that I need to do that anyways. Well, fuck, I already know I need to do that. Right. I need someone to do this. So
yeah.
Short story long, I know here, is I tell this guy, okay, well, I'll tell you what.
That's how he does it.
Right? I'll let you come on board and give you a month with the boys, introduce him over here to the boys and say, hey, I've got this guy who's got a successful social media business and he says he can help us out. We'll throw him some money and see what he can do. So we set him off to do this. Motherfucker made some mistake. And by the way, too, Sal, out of the goodness of heart, said, hey, you know what I want to do for him? If he's doing stuff for us, he's working hard.
Well, the way I look at it is this.
Sal's a soldier.
If someone's going to come in and work with us, then I want them to get the experience of what we stand for. So I offered to train this guy for free twice a week, personally. Now, my current going rate for personal training, and I don't really have any openings, but if I did, would be about $200 an hour. So I'm giving him $400 worth of, you know, service every single week for free. This fucking dude, man, let me tell you, shows up either 15 minutes late, doesn't show up,
or in jeans.
Dude, today, check this out. So this fucking dude, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, if he doesn't come in today, then I'm gonna drop kick him next time I see him. Well, he did show up. He showed up about 10 minutes late, which is early for him. Walks in jeans. No workout bag or anything. Oh, bro, I forgot my pants. But you know what? Can we just work out chest today? And, which is like, you might as well fucking say something about my mom. You know what I'm saying?
That's so bro, Nicole. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm just gonna work. Let's just work chest. I'm like, no.
Chest it out.
It doesn't
today.
Fucking work that way. I don't train people shitty. Okay. Even if you want me to train you shitty, I'm not gonna do that. So I take him to the squat rack because we're gonna start squats because that's a great fucking exercise. And he's squatting in jeans, which is funny. And I'm looking at him and I'm listening to his voice. I'm like, you don't sound so good. Oh, yeah, I got a really bad cold. I'm like, how bad? He's like, oh, I'm on antibiotics. Bro, I looked at him. I said, get the fuck out of my gym right now. Like, get the fuck out of my gym.
Well, the first,
and he left.
The first red flag that I see right away, and this is the issue. So if you guys have seen any of this marketing hit Instagram or Facebook, and you've seen it come out in the last 30 days or so, that's what it's from. It's from that. And here's the deal. When he comes in and he does something like that, that just shows me that he probably hasn't listened to any of mine.
Yeah, how are you going
to
sell my shit or promote us if you don't fucking know us, A, or B, take seriously that I'm offering to train you? Because the dude said he wants to get in shape. He wants to work out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got clients that like would love those times. Yeah. People who've been with me for a long time. And I'm like, no, I'll give them to him. We're trying to build this thing. Go, you know, here. Motherfucker comes in. Sick as hell in his jeans, wants to just hit chest. No.
It's so funny when I feel like I'm confined in a box. Like I instantly get that feeling. So you guys saw that as like me, what I was starting to post. Like I started posting more inappropriate stuff purposely. I put that one out there with the suppository and the, you know, and the little meow noise and everything. he was just like, what the hell is this? Yeah. You know, getting all mad, like, I should take that down. I'm like, no way, man.
That's us.
Yeah, this is us, bro. Here's
the deal. If you're
going to change,
if you're going to work with Mind Pump, you have to understand that we're going to break every rule.
Yeah. Yeah. First rule, all the rules.
We're breaking every single rule. Well, we're doing everything the wrong way, and yet it's working.
It's just like, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, corporate it out.
It's just like these supplement companies that come after us. Don't come off. Don't call us. Don't email us. Don't do all this stuff and stroke us off about how great we are when you've never even listened to the fucking show. It's obvious, because when you do shit like that, we could see right through it, because he would know better. If he listened to the show, that he would know that that's what it's all about. The stuff that Justin posts is right in line with our personalities, what we talk about. So why the fuck would we want to market totally different? Why would we want to market to a whole different group of people that are not going to be interested in what we're doing?
They'll be the ones that come on and give us a review like, well, it was good information, but oh my God, they swear.
Actually, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy. I wonder if that's where that came from.
Right?
That would make more sense,
from
right?
One of those people?
Yeah, yeah. Like some random person that got hit by his marketing and stuff.
We snuck that in on him.
Well, maybe one day we'll release a podcast with no bad words, just so kids can listen and stuff.
Just to challenge us.
Oh my God, that'll be so
wouldn't
hard.
That be awesome?
It'll be 10 minutes long.
Oh my God.
Till then, next week I plan to fire the motherfucker, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for sure.
And he doesn't listen to the show, so he's not going to know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right. It's all right, guys. Yeah. You guys know.
How hilarious is that? So you guys can all chuckle right now. This is going to get aired. He still has a job with us.
This is an experiment. This is our experiment.
But you guys get to know that his ass is going to get fired within probably.
See, I kind of feel bad.
We have no PR person
yet. Why do you
yet?
Feel bad?
Because
this, bro,
because I have to be the yin to your yang, bro.
Oh, because I'm the dick?
You're massive. You're a massive cock, and I have to I have to be the balls. You know what I'm saying?
You got
to
soften that.
I got to soften. I got to be the sensitive part.
It's too erect right now.
I keep trying to tell you guys when I fire somebody, you have to have the mentality when you're going to fire somebody, like in your mind, you're a dick, but then you deliver it differently. You know what I'm saying? It's like
the shit sandwich. Right?
No, the iron fist with the velvet glove. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to get the iron fist. He's going to get the iron fist with the velvet glove. You know, in my head, I'm punching him right in the fucking face, but I'm going to deliver it really soft.
Yeah, but then you're going to comfort him with the velvet glove.
Yeah, it's kind of like a brain ninja.
So he gets brain damage, but it's like, he doesn't know.
I'm going to help him out. It's going to be educational for him. So he'll hopefully learn from this situation.
You are very generous with your educational. That's very nice of you.
Very
speaking of
thoughtful.
Speaking of educational, we should probably talk about fitness. I got an idea. I got a great idea.
Edumacation.
I want to talk about a subject. We're getting a lot of questions about programming and what that means. And what do you guys mean when you talk about programming? What goes into programming? And I thought that would make an excellent episode because...
It's a loaded question.
Well, of all the things that you'd get from an expert trainer, of all the knowledge or whatever, the most valuable thing you'll ever get from an expert trainer is what's called programming. And programming is like it is in the computer world. This is somebody that can plug in exercises and the way to do the exercises and when to do them in the order and all those different things, all
identify
the different variables, all those variables, and plug them in into a program that is designed to help you according to your goal, your body, whatever.
Right.
That's probably all the experience that I have. I can speak for myself as a personal trainer. that's where most of it goes, because the other stuff, once you learn, you kind of know. Mm-hmm. But programming takes a long time to learn.
Yes.
I mean, I think now I'm much more of an expert programmer than I was even 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've been in this business for 18 years. So.
Well, and God, how am I going to say this without pissing Doug off here?
There we go.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, Doug doesn't like when I give up, like...
He's either going to talk about heroin...
No. He doesn't like when I give up information about what we have coming on. He likes to surprise everybody with all of our stuff, but without giving away too much information, let's put
He'll just bleep it out, so go ahead.
Yeah, right? He is the producer. Hey, what happened to that 10-minute segment when I was going into detail about the business? So...
He puts a quad noise.
Programming is so fucking crazy, and there is so much to it, and it is by far the most challenging piece to delivering that through what we are doing right now. And I want, at least this is me, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong or you guys disagree. I 100% believe that not only does it take all of what we try and deliver on this podcast. It takes the forum that we utilize, mm-hmm. and it takes all of our maps programs. Not one of them I would consider is a full program design, if that makes sense. It is a piece mm-hmm. of the entire pie, and you guys, right. it's not finished. There's, in fact, the final
it's a sliver.
Without giving away.
Well, that's why we have Maps Anabolic, Maps Performance, and then the next ones that are going to be right.
yeah,
coming out.
And so the final piece to all of this, and that's why I know Justin was kind of not wanting to get into this yet, because it is, there's a lot to this. The final piece is going to be basically teaching you how to utilize maps. You have all these maps. And then the program designing piece will become the very last piece, which is now how do you utilize all these tools that we've taught you how to
not
use?
Not just for yourself, but, you know,
for
with
other
people.
If you were right. a trainer you're and you're trying trainer. To, exactly. If you're a trainer and you're trying to train a client that has all kinds of different situations, all types of different goals, maybe deviations going on with their body, there is a lot that goes into program design that you can't just simply say like, oh, you know, the three of us, we got together and we started just like, okay, this is going to be a perfect program for this. Like, no, we not only do we rip out what we think is a great fucking program, but we also see all the evolution to it that is necessary mm-hmm. for it to be a complete program.
Well, there's a few components.
You have to think really far into the future.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a few components in improper programming. Like, you know, when you enroll in one of our programs, for example, there's a sample workout with exercises, tempos, you know, reps and stuff you should aim for. But that's not all the programming. That's a sample of how to utilize the programming. The programming is in the concepts, the phases, how you apply those exercises, the speed at which you do them mm-hmm. in order to achieve a particular goal for that particular phase, whether it be strength or agility or power or yeah. whatever.
All while taking in consideration the person that's going through this and how they're feeling, you know, how exhausted they might be in this portion of it, you know, backing it down, ramping it back up, you know, adding other new components that we want them to stimulate other things and address like imbalances. And so anyway,
good programming is 100% missing in routines that are sold either online or on TV. 100% missing. There is no programming.
No, yeah.
This is the goal. This is what they do with workouts. When you buy a workout plan, the goal is make them sweat, make them sore, make them burn calories. That's it.
Yeah.
I could program a workout that does all those three things. If you gave me a lobotomy.
What would be fun?
I could do that stone with my eyes.
You could give me a lobotomy and I could
just like throw out the most crazy, like stupid workout. We could just like wrap it off right now and be like, everybody try this.
Easily. Yeah. Easily. Could you know what? Maybe we'll do it for free as a
That's
fun,
what I was
as
thinking.
A, as like a free giveaway or something. It'd be fun to just to do that. Yeah. And okay, it's funny that we're going this direction. I had no idea we were going to talk about this. I was just going to do this post, which now I'm inspired to do it to get this out there before this releases, was to do a post because I was sitting down, or not sitting down, I was walking on the treadmill when I start off. So I walk on the treadmill for 10 to 30 minutes, whatever my day is, whatever day it is, right? And I'm walking, and you better believe if you're in my gym or the gym that I happen to be in and you're a trainer, I watch you. Mm-hmm. I watch everything you do. It's for me. I love to people watch already. I really like to watch trainers.
Oh, that's all I watch.
Well, yeah, because for my, you know, 10 years of my career, I trained and developed trainers. So I'm always, I've got that ingrained in me to watch somebody and critique them. And when I say critique, I'm not like picking them apart like, oh, that's stupid.
No, let's be honest. You're also looking to potentially learn
yes,
something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've learned from many trainers.
And
by
that's
watching.
Where it came from originally, because mm-hmm. I would teach trainers to watch other trainers and pick up this. Now, that being said, the number one issue I have with literally like 90% of the trainers that I see in facilities is they all have the very similar mission, which is, and it's funny when you go to a facility, they're all in it, like, you know, there's this competition amongst all of them on who can fucking break their client off. It's like all this circuit training bullshit. And I look at it, I go like, dude, are you guys stupid or what? I mean, curves didn't last that long. Didn't you know why? I mean, that's the same concept that you're doing right now.
Right. And to be clear, there's nothing wrong with circuit training.
No, there's a place for it.
That's right. It's a code. Yeah. You know, think of your exercises and your workouts and how you do them and the way you use them and the order you put
them
in, all the variables.
The same level.
Right. It's a yeah. code, and circuit training is a code, and you plug in that code into a program to achieve a desired result. But they're just using the same code for everything mm-hmm. because they're just trying to get people sore, beat them up, make them sweat, and that's it. Because
burn calories.
In the short term, here's what happens in the short term. A client, and same thing with programs online or on TV. A person does it one time. Oh my God, that kicked my ass. Great workout. So they're looking for the short term. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why we started the forum, the private forum, was because we understood that we would need to educate people because they would start this program and be like, this is way different from anything I've ever done. And we knew it would take.
I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Right.
I'm
not really. Right. And we knew it would take a few weeks before they start going, oh shit, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it comes to programming, you have to know how to use those codes and to plug them in. And the variables are ridiculous. Look, here's one simple variable.
Let's talk about what you just started to talk about, MAPS anabolic.
Right.
And the whole reason why you went away from a body part split to a full body.
Right.
There's like brilliant program design right there. Now, does it mean that you can't do a bro split and see results? No. And why would Sal go in that direction? Because in our experience of all the years that we've been training and what we do know is that we've had thousands of clients and we started to realize like, holy shit, like most of our clients aren't like some bodybuilding pro guy who's in the gym 2 to 3 hours a day, 7 days a week and can split up all his body parts and do that.
Know your audience.
Exactly. And what we realized was most people get to the gym at best 3 to 5, maybe 6 times per week. That's the average person. So how do we give that person maximal results, but also do it in a manner that their body doesn't adapt to it and they don't see progression anymore? We want it to adapt and then send them on to the next phase and then adapt and then send them on the next phase, which is...
Well, and beyond that, even beside that, if you are that bodybuilder, if you are that person that's super advanced, you could use the same code, modify it to your experience level, and boom, you're still gonna destroy your body part split. Because with a body part split, you're missing one key component of programming, or at least you're not utilizing it, which is frequency. You're really missing frequency, which is, if we were to look at all the codes that go into programming, your big major, like big block ones are what? Intensity, right? How hard you work out. Mm-hmm. Duration, how long your workout is, that one workout. Or the last one, which is frequency, how often you hit a body part. And when you look at most muscle building, quote unquote muscle building or fat loss type workouts now, they do real hard workouts. They work them out, you know, for an hour. And the frequency, it's like they fucking forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Now that's not to mention the lack of programming that goes into each workout. You know what I'm saying? Think about and here's the deal. The truth is programming a body part split workout is a lot easier. Today's biceps. Well, that's easy. I can do these exercises. I'm going to start with my barbell ones and I'm going to end off with my cable ones. There's your program for bicep day.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to do a full body workout.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a lot of things to take into consideration. For example,
secondary muscles that are having to kick in.
And how I'm going to work. And then you have to consider the next workout because, again, you're working out so frequently. So like today, I'll give you an example. Today, if I do front squats for my legs, I might do back squats the next workout. Mm-hmm. That means today, if I do good mornings, I'm going to go light. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go light on my good mornings and I'm going to focus on a good stretch because then I know back squats are typically heavy and it's a very heavy posterior chain load. Mm-hmm. And then I know after that workout where I'm doing heavy squats, I'm okay now. My lower back is probably not as hammered after the good mornings and stretches. I got my heavy squats. I think I could deadlift now the following workout. And that's just giving you an example of how you would, you know, look at programming and putting things in order because there's a lot of variables that go into it. There's a huge amount of variables.
Oh, yeah. And then also, you know, from the performance side, like I want to address also like specifically, like not necessarily putting you in a corrective phase, but address things that could be potentially be disruptors in the way you move. And so I'm going to implement that in order to open everything up and get maximal range of motion that's going to be optimal for performance. Meanwhile, I'm also considering like things like I'm going to do this exercise because I want to, you know, be able to stabilize my shoulder joint better. So I'm going to load my shoulder here and I'm going to do some farmer walks. I'm going to do some marching kettlebell, walks, and I'm going to do things where I'm preloading the joint. So now I'm adapting to that. I'm getting used to that. So then now I get more secure when I go to do shoulder presses. And there's all these things in consideration. Same thing with the hips, the knees. You know,
I'm glad
multiple levels.
I'm glad you bring up the performance aspect of it because that's something that right now I'm going through. Obviously, I'm finished up on performance. While I was going through that, I was talking
about Green MAPS.
Yeah, Green MAPS. So while I was going through Green Maps, I decided, okay, well, this will be cool. I'm going through it. So, you know, I'll give mods for it, my own modifications. I'll also give out tips on my Instagram of like shoulder mobility and hip mobility. So here's the deal. If you here's another thing that would program design, like along the lines of what Justin is saying, you know, some programs, if we were to look at it, I'd look at it and right away, like Justin for sure would dissect and be like, all this fucking shit is in the sagittal plane. Yeah, like exactly. This person may get great body fat results or build some muscle right here, but he ain't going to be moving very
functional. Dysfunctional. Yeah. Fucking
yeah.
Dude.
He's not going to be very functional in about 2 years of training, which is, I'm a perfect example of that because I trained like a bodybuilder for literally 3 years on the competing world and aesthetic guy that I neglected all my mobility work and functional training. I was so focused on aesthetics and I paid for it. And I felt that going through Greens, it was like, a whole new adventure for me was to go into Green like that after I'd been training this aesthetic way for so long. And it was so eye-opening for me to go like, oh my God, how many people are putting themselves in this predicament because, and they don't know it. They don't know why. At least I knew why. I knew what
I
was doing.
And to be honest, when we were all coming up with it, it's like we considered our audience. So the audience being people like you that have maybe gone through like the typical gym setting, you know, so, you know, even for me to recommend kettlebells was a stretch and I knew that. And this is a different.
Yeah, because we could have got super exotic.
I could get crazy. Like if you're an athlete and I'm expecting that you're already at a high performance, like we can get crazy. You know, my programming is completely different with that. But I know like we're just trying to focus in on this general public, general audience that, you know, has gone through MAPS anabolic. And so when people ask, like, this is why we understand that, like, what's going on with the programming beforehand. And so now we're taking you through this elaborate process in order to then not run into those problems, like Adam was mentioning about getting stiff and tight and immobile. And we're thinking long term. So you can actually go through, you know, these different phases of adaptations and benefit, you know, in the long haul.
Well, to be clear, you also got to be very clear here. We explain every step of the way because we're trying to get people to understand how to program, how to modify and program for themselves. Now, you're not going to become
an
expert.
Open for that.
Right. You're not going to be an expert trainer. But once you get it and you start to get the concepts, then you can start to modify because we do have some very advanced athletes that do performance and they understand the method behind the madness. And so then they can plug in and start modifying.
But you know what? I want to say something to that because this is something that actually kind of frustrates me that we get. And we've had this. And I know I think we jabbed this person already once. But it's not the only time someone has made kind of a comment like this of, you know, like, well, what does this program entail? Because I want to know if it's for me or what like that. And I'm like, no, everybody should start with red. That's how we design this. I don't give a shit if you're somebody who's been lifting for 10 years or not. Right. You should still start with red.
If you're a competitive power lifter, you should start with it.
Exactly. You should start with red because it is the foundation of the programs. Now, where we decide to direct and go from there. And yeah, I get it. Everybody, and this is where we're trying to get people to stop thinking this way. Stop putting yourself in a box. Stop allowing that to happen. Stop allowing society to place you in a box because I'm a power lifter, so I must always lift like this, or I'm a CrossFitter, so I must always lift like this, or I'm a bodybuilder, so I must lift like this. No, you're a fucking idiot if you think that way. The body needs so much more than that, so many different ways, and that is what we're trying to teach. Like Sal said, like Justin said, the programming that goes into this is so much further than you guys can even imagine right now. We're not even close to there all the way yet. Yeah. Right now, we're trying to teach everybody that how to learn how to program for yourself. And I promise you, when you go through this whole process and those that are going through it all the way with us, we're going to blow your fucking mind when it's done. And you're going to be so happy you did it because you're going to know how to do it.
Well, you got to be clear too. Again, I want to just be clear on this one point. If you are a power lifter or a bodybuilder and that's all you want to do, it's not going to take away your performance in your sport or going on stage. There's not going to be any detriment to it because you went off and did a few different things. If you're a bodybuilder and all you want to do is bodybuild because you want to win competitions, you're going to be a better bodybuilder if you incorporate some stuff that has to do with mobility, or if you incorporate some powerlifting, or if you incorporate some agility work. Yeah. Now, of course, your main focus is bodybuilding, so you program it in the proper way. You don't go train specifically to powerlift, but you incorporate some of that stuff into your programming, and you develop a physique or a body that when you go on stage, you destroy your competition. Same thing for powerlifting, same thing for any sport. But when you think about it, this is what pops in my head when I think about programming. You know when you play video games and they let you design your character and they'll give you, let's say, 100 points, but you have to split those points between speed, strength, durability. Yep, yep. when you're programming, when we're talking about, and I want to give some information to the listeners, because right now they're still have no idea in terms of how to figure out programming. So I want to give them some information. If you just look at those three major categories where you need to figure out your programming, the intensity of your workout, the duration, and the frequency.
Well, it's the FIT principle. Frequency, intensity, time, type. And it should be in that fucking
well,
order.
Well, type is last one. But let's just focus on these three for now. Because type, then, when we get into type, it gets real. It can get real complex. Yeah, so I'm assuming that these people are lifting weights. When you look at those first three that I mentioned, if you increase one of them, it takes away from the others. And what I mean by that is you have to take into account, if I'm going to go super hard today, then the duration is not going to be able to be as long, and the frequency is going to have to be reduced. If I go super frequent, then I'm going to have to reduce intensity, and the workouts might not be as long. If I go super long, and that's just how this works.
Do you
want
to be Dosh Lam, or do you want to be Blanca?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. So this is very common. If you've been through Red, you know this already, and we'll chuckle. If you haven't, then listen up, because this is very common for us. People get Red. And they're right away after they do like their first, especially if you're advanced. If you're somebody who's done it, worked out, and you've been working out for consistent, then you get it right. Right away, we get this like, oh, I think I need more. Or every time. Right away we get that. And what's awesome is the forum is so large now, and there's so many people that have gone through the program. It's awesome when someone says it on the forum, because instantly, you know, 100 people get them right away and say like, oh, just wait. You'll see. Just trust the process. But that is just it, is that all the things that Sal was talking about was taken into consideration of that. Yeah, no shit. We're going to expect you to do legs 3 days in a week. So no shit, the very first time you trained him like that, they weren't crippled sore.
Yeah.
That would be easy.
Right. And you got
he's taking it into consideration. He's going to run you back the next two workouts, and those legs are going to get touched again. So what do? We have to pull back the intensity.
Yep.
So those are things that was a great point that you made like that, because something that we see a lot.
And
I think
you have to look at what's the ultimate goal of this program that you're putting together. If your ultimate goal is to sweat and be in the gym a long time, you don't need any programming for that at all. Just go there and fucking pick machines and go for it.
Yeah.
If your goal is to change your body, change your strength, change your body fat levels, feel better, feel stronger, perform better, then your workout needs to reflect that goal. And if the best program entails 5 minutes with one dumbbell in the gym, guess which program that we're going to recommend? That. Now, that's I'm making that up. But my point is, the goal is what determines the program, not the I need to be sore, I need to sweat. Like, that's not a goal. That's just a side effect sometimes of when you apply proper programming. So you have to look at those three. But then you also have to look at the exercises. Look at the exercises that you're putting in. We know the best exercises, the ones that give you the most bang for your buck.
We filtered it all out.
But we know, like, barbell squats, barbell deadlifts, overhead press, bench press, rows, pull-ups. We know those exercises that are great. But that doesn't mean you just pick those exercises and throw them in. You're better off than the average person if you do that. But then there's also the order you place them in, and then the order that you place them in the week, and then the intensity of each time. What do you complement with them?
Yeah.
What are the repetitions? How many reps? Oh, and besides that, how do the reps look?
What is the tempo? In this phase?
Yeah. What is your rest in between? How do we accelerate recovery after X workout or B workout?
Right.
You know, how do we, now that we've left some in the tank, we can do some more of
this
frequent.
Would it make sense to do this adaptation stacked with this adaptation, or should we wait for that one till the last phase?
Check this out. There's a reason why in MAPS Red, we start off with central nervous system adaptation and move into hypertrophy adaptation, and then move into what's called sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. Sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, just layman's terms, the pump, right? There's a reason why they're in that order, because it wouldn't work in any other way. It would not work. It would not work to start with sarcoplasmic hypertrophy and then go into hypertrophy and then go into.
You could do it, but it wouldn't be very good programming.
It wouldn't work as well.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you start a certain way and then move through and progress it, because that's going to maximize the effects of each type of program. And if you ask the average person, take the most advanced trainer you know and ask them what their workout looks like, I'll guarantee you it's not phased. I'll guarantee you they programmed it and per week, and that's what it looks like.
Constantly telling you after like a 3-4 week period, okay, is what we're going to do now?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
never.
No. I love? I always love to go back to my favorite analogy you gave of the central nervous system with the amp and the speakers. And this, what you're explaining why it wouldn't work in that order, you can use that analogy again, which is, you know, if you're putting together like the baddest speaker system ever, like you would want to go out and spend a shit ton of money first on what? What comes
on an amplifier?
An amplifier, because you could have the
which
biggest,
is the central nervous system.
You could have the biggest subwoofers in the world and pay all kinds of money for them. But if you have some pussy ass amp that's pushing those speakers, you won't hear it whatsoever. So your investment, your best investment, is to go out, spend your best bang for your buck is going to be build that central nervous system, build up an awesome amp that's going to push these speakers to the next level.
Make sure those signals are going to the right places.
Exactly. So hopefully that makes. Correction. I hope I didn't confuse you more. That makes. A little more sense.
I'll tell you what, when I look at workout routines that are offered, there are a few programs out there that I see with decent programming, and most of them have to do with like some kind of a performance-based goal. Like if I get like West Side Barbells, powerlifting, you know, whatever, or the small, you know, Smolov, you know, programming, you can see that that there was some expertise applied to the programming for an end result. When it comes to most routines that are out there, aside from some of those performance-based ones, there's none. It's literally, here's the program that goes into a pro bodybuilder's routine. Day one is chest, day two is back, day three is legs, day whatever, you know, they go in their body part split, and then I'm going to pick my favorite exercises, and then that's it. A lot of them call it instinctive training. I think there's definitely an instinctive aspect to working out. You got to listen to your body. But there's also a programming aspect. Yeah. Just walking in and fucking doing what you feel like, without a particular goal or whatever, isn't going to work unless you're super advanced and super in tune with your body. And so these are some of the issues that I see with some of the programming and why it's so important to understand how to put your workout together. Not enough emphasis is placed anymore on truly effective workouts. Like I feel like when people are working out in the gym, especially trying to build muscle, and they're not building muscle, they never question their workout. They always question their supplements.
Well, it's all convoluted now. It's all like, well, you're just not doing it hard enough. Like that's the mentality. It's just like, and it's just because of the backlash, you know, from bodybuilding, where everything is like seated and it's in this, you know, machine and everything's all nice and comforting, versus like a CrossFit where now we're just throwing weights, like whatever the fuck, you know, they want to do with it that way. And if you're not working out to where you're going to puke, then you're just not working out hard enough.
I'll give you a great example. Here's a great example of what I mean by how the complexity of programming. It's basic, but it's a great example. You should pretty much almost, well, for the most part, you should not fatigue your quadriceps before going to a barbell squat. Why? Because you get fatigued quads, then you start squatting. Now there's a limiting factor. You typically don't want to do a single joint movement before a compound movement, unless your goal is to maximize sarcoplasmic hypertrophy or the pump in the quads, in which case it's a great idea to do an isolation movement and go right into squats. But it all depends on the goal. If my goal is size and strength or hypertrophy and central nervous system adaptation, it would be stupid to do just a quad exercise first and then go into squat.
God,
it wouldn't make
any
sense.
I'm kind of glad we did this episode now. I feel like, okay, so here's another, let me give you guys one. So when what Sal just said, and this is very common, I see this bullshit all the time with the girls in the rubber band stuff and doing, so people do that and they superset something or they fatigue a muscle and they go in. And guess what? What they do that, and then a trainer does that to a client, that person goes home and they're like, holy shit, my butt's never been this sore before. Or they feel this because they did something that they had never done before. And in their head, it translates to, oh, this
is the best way to do it.
This is the best way to do it. Or this trainer really knows what they're doing. Like, no, they just fucking threw your body a curveball. Doesn't mean it was smart programming. Here, and this is for Nate Strickler right here. I got a gym for you, bro. So here's
a member.
And he's one of our really smart guys, and he's definitely someone who's talked about this, and he likes challenging us. So here's a small thing that we haven't even got to this that we did when we thought about also, you know, putting in programming, like let's say frequency we're talking about. And we know that you're going to, when we're just going to say legs. So your legs are going to get hit 3 times a week right now. Well, knowing that it's a big muscle, okay? And so most trainers, they think when they go to program design, they think, okay, I want to break you off. I want you to be sore. We've already talked shit about that, how that's weak. What we think is you know what's good is showing our clients lots of results, building lots of muscle, burning lots of fat, changing their body, and progressing it in a manner that's continuous, and they keep seeing that. So we know this.
It's not a workout by workout feel.
Yes. So
we're thinking long term.
Exactly. And we know that if we make them frequently train the legs, and they're doing these big, gross movements, they are going to see more volume on those legs for sure. Without even them having to mathematically compute it or check it or watch it, we know that when we teach people how to do this, they're naturally going to do that. So if you want to take Nate, because I know you're a smart guy and you want more from this episode, I already know. So what you're going to want, like, okay, what more comes from this? Or, you know, you want to know deeper beyond anyone else. Well, check this out. So next time you do, you go through your map. I think he's on maps red right now. If you are, he's getting ready to finish green. So I don't know if you're going to go back to red or what. But when you go back through your red and you're doing that 3 week, track your volume. Mathematically track your volume. And then once you mathematically track your volume, then all you need to do is between 10 and 20% increase your volume over the course of the week going forward and watch how much you fucking grow. And you guys, the people that are listening right now that are going through Maps Red, as smart trainers, we fucking see that already. And we know that you're naturally doing that. We don't have to calculate it for you, because we know that if you're somebody like the typical person who's come off a split, we are naturally going to create so much more volume in that right there that you guys are going to see a nice growth. And then if those that want to keep, like I said, like Nate, want to keep advancing it, track it, see where it's at. And then now we dive into progressive overload, and you can slowly just start. And guess how easy it is to increase 10% volume when you're hitting legs 3 times a week. That's literally all you have to do is add a set of something, or you add 5 to 10 pounds to a squat or something like that. And watch how you continue to grow and grow and grow and grow.
Get more and more dialed.
Yeah, here's what you do. If you're listening right now and you're like, okay, I want to look at my workout. First of all, consider what we're talking about. Consider what programming is. Take your workout. I want you to write it out. Write out a workout for the next, I don't know, month. It's in front of you. It's on paper. You're looking at it. Now, I want you to write down what your goals are, what your big goal is, and then what your small goals are to achieve that big goal. And then take your workout and design it to achieve those smaller goals. Take the mentality of, oh my God, if I put these exercises together, oh, that's going to kick my ass. And this workout's going to really whoop my... Forget that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at it and visit...
That's small peanuts.
That's stupid. That's so easy. It's so easy to hammer yourself. I wish people would understand this. Like, if it was as easy as beating yourself up, everybody would be fit. It's not hard. I could take any idiot, make him go outside, do 1,000 burpees. He's going to be destroyed, but that's not going to give him
very much.
Well,
wouldn't you guys say
this? He's going to come in and he's going to wear jeans.
Right? Exactly.
He's just going to want to work
chest.
Wouldn't
you guys say this is probably our biggest beef for the hardest time that we have? Because we have a lot of buddies in the fitness industry and that are smart dudes, that are really cool dudes, very smart dudes, actually. They just don't quite have the experience that the three of us have in this room with fitness and training, and they don't have the same understanding of program design. And so that is one of the things that we have a really hard time with, is we see their stuff, and then their mind, they think that we're judging them, or we think that their workouts are weak or this. It's not that I think your workouts are weak. I think they're poorly designed. And that's just because you don't know how to design them. No offense. It's not like a jab. It's just, you're not there at that point where you really, all you know how to do is write a hard workout, which guess what? That's what most of the trainers that work for me that I got that for the long period did until I taught otherwise. I mean, that was the most common way all trainers did. So it's not a knock on you. A lot of trainers train that way because they just don't understand the importance of program design and have learned to really put that. And that just takes time. It takes time. It takes knowledge. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes prioritizing, like Sal was just saying. I just went through green and people were asking me like, oh, you know, have you noticed a decrease in the size in this, or have you lost your strength in squat? I'm like, I really don't fucking care. It's not my priority. When the way green was written, the priority is for mobility, functionality. So my mind's there. I mean, I hope to keep my strength, and I pretty much did. I saw maybe a little regression, which I'm already right back up to all my PRs where they were. So,
and now you're going to surpass them.
Exactly. And yeah. I know that. And I'm doing it through better depth and range of motion, and I feel better along the way. It was like I was changing my priorities. Now my priorities are changing again. You don't want to get stuck with the same priority all the time.
You got to stay ahead of the curve, bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's hard to see.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I mean, if you look at it that way, if you look at it like you're this master programmer and you're breaking things down and putting them in order in order to achieve those particular goals, you're going to do better off. And here's some good news, okay? Because we're like, look, it's super complicated. And it is. It's very complicated to program for other people. Extremely complicated. Far simpler, still complicated. Okay, don't get me wrong, it ain't easy, but it's a lot easier to program for yourself.
Right.
And so if you're listening right now and you're like, okay, I've only been working out for 3 years or 4 years, and I want to learn how to program my own routine, this is what you do. You get a routine that's been programmed already, that's masterfully programmed. you do it, and then you learn and understand the concepts within it and apply them to yourself. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows your body better than you. Or at least nobody knows your body as well as you will know your body. Because most people have no idea about their bodies. They're so out of touch with their bodies. There's so much misunderstanding with how they respond, how their body even responds to exercise. I can't tell you how many times I've had people come up to me and say, well, I did this and this is why my legs got stronger. And then I shake my, you know, I have this kind of question mark on my face and I ask them, well, what else did you do? And they tell me all the other stuff they do. And they didn't realize that it wasn't the thing that they thought that did that to their legs. It was the other stuff that they did. It was something else that they did because they didn't understand what was giving them that result. It reminds me of people who take a shit ton of supplements, then, ooh, I gained 2 pounds. Which supplement did that for you?
Dude, another hot one you just hit right now. Another hot people. I don't know how many times I see somebody too who tells me just like that, oh, I was in the best shape of my life when I was doing this. I was in the best. And they relate that to some trainer's program, or they rate that to some, you know, generic.
When they could actually recover like super awesomely when they're in their 20s.
They tell me that and I go like, God, that sucks, because now for the rest of their life, this person is going to think that they need to train that way if they ever want to even come close to that body. And in their head, they probably think they could never supersede that because they'll probably continue to fall short. That's the biggest bone I have to pick with all these trainers that train super intense like that all the time just to whoop their clients, is what you're doing to that person, even if you get them in shape. Because absolutely, I've had people come over that get our program and they love our program. They also say like, yeah, no, I used to get good results with so-and-so stuff too. I'm like, well, yeah, of course you did. But what did you have to do to get those results? Right. And is that something that you can maintain? Is it sustainable for the rest of your life?
Well, that's the thing. If you train properly, if you know how to apply proper programming, you will continue to progress for a long time. Of course, you're not going to progress like you did when the first, 5 months of training, but
that's why I experience new things.
I'm 37 years old and I'm still hitting PRs. I've been lifting weights consistently since I was 14. You would think I would have peaked at some point in my early 20s or my mid 20s. Right. And yet here I am performing and looking better than I did back then. And it's not because I'm aging with this, I have this like remarkable aging process. 37-year-old's always going to be at a disadvantage to a 27-year-old. Just testosterone levels, how many miles on the freaking, the vehicle I've been around for 37 years. But my programming is superior to what it was before. And so I'm applying things at a much better rate. And I know 10 years from now, I'm going to be even that much smarter because there's still pieces. I'm starting to identify pieces in my programming that are missing, that I didn't know were missing a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this is the beauty of proper exercise. Your fit, your workout plays such a massive role in how your body progresses fitness-wise. It plays the major role. Of course, diet plays a large role in terms of fat loss and health. But when it comes to like building muscle, getting stronger, improving performance, your workout is a huge, as long as you're not eating complete garbage, your workout and how you put it together is so important. I feel, especially in the bodybuilding, muscle building world.
It's the most overlooked.
It's so overlooked. Yeah. Nobody does it. Nobody looks at a bodybuilder that just won a competition or someone improved. Nobody says to them, oh, what did you do different with your workout? It's all about, what did you eat different? What kind of new steroids did you take?
Yeah.
Or what new supplement are you on? In reality, it was probably some change that they did in the workout that they didn't even realize.
100%.
That they didn't even realize was making that big of a difference.
100%, yeah. Dude.
I would say just to leave people with some good information for themselves, take your workout, write it all out, figure out what your goals are, what your big goal is, and then what are the smaller goals that go within it. Now, it's take some time. It'll be some trial and error. It'll be a lot of trial and error. The second thing you could do is you can enroll in a program like ours.
I was just say, if you don't say that, I'm going to punch in your face. Because here's the thing. That is what... The whole what I want and I'm this is back to Nate because I know
well,
Nate
I'm just
asked this question
and get the forum.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to mention that.
This is why Justin didn't want to, and he mentioned it, and I kind of felt that I was back and forth on this subject because this subject's been brought up a few times.
Well, I just feel like, let me just be clear about that, is because like asking about, the formula for how you conjure up like it's a very long conversation. Oh, this didn't even do it justice.
Yeah, because...
And, to be honest, we've all put in 15-plus years of time on a day-to-day basis with each one of our clients, figuring out every single variable that we could identify from the very beginning and then adjusting and then making... Like, this is something we've been refining.
Well, wouldn't you say, too,
along these lines
just the last
years.
Year, too... having the three of us together and being so different.
So much more powerful now.
I mean, just
having our collective minds.
Even the way we, I think the way, that's what's so, okay, and that's, I guess it's kind of neat to talk about. This is why we talk about when we go off on the trip and Doug makes a big deal about how magical this is. Like it's the why we say, it's fucking crazy for us. Like we look at ourselves afterwards like, holy shit, I could have never done this without you guys.
We like high five each other immediately.
I will ride anybody I've ever met as a trainer under the table for programs. And then there's no way I could have written that by myself. There's no way. It's just that's what was so unique is you take another two brilliant minds when it comes to that with what's so beautiful. They have different things that they are attached to because that's their expertise or their love and their passion. And all three of us are different in that aspect. But yet we all three understand that each one of us has got an absolute argument on why their priority is a priority. And it's like, holy shit, we have to understand that we're speaking to a general population.
Yeah, we're like feeding for or fighting for parts of your body.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, no. I want them to still be able to move well, you know, their elbows.
Exactly.
Still to function, right?
That's what goes down.
No, but it's got to get this look I'm going for. And, you know,
that's what, okay. So what goes down when we're riding one of these programs, you know, we're on a phase two and we're getting ready to drop an exercise for legs. And right away, I say this, I come out and I say, I want us to do, you know, alternating lunge with dumbbells. And then boom, Justin's going to speak up like, no, bro, just last phase, we did this. And now we're totally neglecting the frontal plane. We have to do something in this because I care about, you know what I'm saying? And then Sal comes in like, listen, we could do something way stronger for that person. If we want to build strength for them, they're going to regress if we don't make sure we progress them this way. So everybody has like,
that compound one in there.
And so it's like this little debate that we're having, and we are debating every fucking exercise, every rest period, every evolution,
every variable.
Yes, every variable is getting debated.
I could sit down right now and write up a general routine for anybody, and it'll take me 15 minutes. Yeah. But to put together what we did, it required us to go away, some you know, whether it was in Reno or wherever, lock ourselves in a room for 48 hours or 72 hours straight. And we're not
nonstop.
It's not like 4 hours and then we're done. Like, oh, cool, guys, let's go hang out for the next. No, it's literally we get there and we don't stop until we leave. And sometimes it continues in the car on the way home.
I mean, it's kind of like CrossFit level one. Right?
Gotta end off on that one there. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. You might win a free t-shirt if you do so. You can find us on Instagram at Mind Pump Radio. You can find me at Mind Pump Sal. You can find Adam at Mind Pump Adam and Justin at Mind Pump Justin. And then we're on Facebook, Mind Pump Show.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.